For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And Peter, we have a special guest this week.
We sure do.
Broadway, television, Hollywood's Vianne Cox. People will know her. She was one of the stepsisters. She was Calliope in the version of Cinderella that had Whitney Houston as the godmother, Brandy as Cinderella. Bernadette Peters played her mother. But she got a Tony nomination for Sondheim's Company, The Revival. She was Amy, Not Getting Married Today.
Pardon me, is everybody there? Because if everybody's there, I want to thank you all for coming to the wedding. I'd appreciate your going even more. I mean, you must have lots of better things to do and not a word of it to Paul. Remember, Paul, you know the man I'm going to marry, but I'm not because I wouldn't ruin anyone as wonderful as he is. But I thank you all for the gifts and the flowers. Thank you all. Now it's back to the showers. Don't tell Paul, but I'm not getting married today.
And she did Caroline or Change, that famous Seinfeld episode, The Fire, The Annoying Friend. All of that. Welcome to Theater Talk, Vianne Cox.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Vianne.
So, Vianne, you've been to Buffalo before.
Oh, yes. I loved my last trip to Buffalo.
Yes.
I don't think you did.
It was a wonderful trip, Tony. You were a gracious host. I loved every minute because it was the last few minutes of life that I remember having.
You were here when everything shut down for COVID. And a little background, you came to Buffalo, well, in part for my husband's birthday, but there were other things going on here.
Yes.
What was the plan?
Well, I came for Javier's birthday. But I also came to see my dear friend Carolee Carmello in Hello, Dolly. And I was very excited to see her. We had starred together in a web series called Indoor Boys. And I was thrilled to participate in her life on the stage. And it closed the night I got there.
So you did not see Carolee. And it was at Shea's Buffalo Theater, which had on the marquee national tour Tootsie, in which you were to star. Yes?
Yes, I was going to be in that production.
You were supposed to attend the Shakespeare in Delaware Park feast, and it was canceled.
Yes.
Wow.
It was a collision of major life experiences. But I will tell you, in the weekend that I spent in Buffalo, which was the last live theater I did see, Hello, Dolly had closed, but I saw The Outsiders at Theater of Youth, and I saw Indecent. I forget the name of the theater.
Well, it's a hard name. The Kavanoki Theater.
Yes, the Kavanoki Theater. And both of those shows they opened my heart, and they made me so excited about theater around the country and how important it is. And then everything stopped. But I was so happy to have those two experiences before it all went away. It was like the best weekend of theater.
I am so jealous because I didn't go to either of those openings, and I couldn't believe it. By the time we got to Theater of Youth, the actors were coming out of the theater saying, we've been shut down. And then that evening, the same thing happened at the Kavanoki. Actors coming down the stairs, and I'm looking at them going, what is wrong?
Oh, Peter, I feel so bad for you because they were absolutely glorious productions, both of them.
Well, maybe next year.
Vianne, I understand, you know, you just had a Cinderella reunion. And how long has it been? 5 years, anyway.
Oh, put a 20 on top of that.
25 years.
I think it's been about 25 years.
Your skin may be delicate and soft, but not any softer than a dummy's. Her neck is no longer than a swan. She's only as dainty as a daisy. She's only as graceful as a bird. So why is a fellow going crazy?
And what are you going to say, Calliope?
Well, Mother, I've been working on my naturally infectious laughter. Tonight, I'm going to laugh infectiously at all the prince's jokes.
I beg you, Calliope, whatever you do, try not to snort.
Yes, Mother.
Bring back memories, Vianne.
Oh, what a glorious time that was. It really was just a wonderful thing to be a part of. Very proud of that.
Now, your mother, Bernadette Peters, in the role, has just told you, don't laugh and snort. And then you went right ahead and did just that.
Well,
can you give us a laugh and a snort now?
Yes, of course. I think I told you guys, it's like riding a bicycle. It just comes back to you. So let me see if I can do it. I'm going to trust that I can still do it. I hope it doesn't blast everyone away from their radios. Let's see.
Ha 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 ha! I can't believe you made her do that, Peter.
That's so wonderful. I don't know how you do that.
But, you know, here's something wonderful. After 25 years, Disney is finally releasing our Cinderella. It's starting to stream on Disney Plus like in a week or something. So a new generation.
New generations of children will watch it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's the perfect time to come out because it was unapologetically or even unconsciously diverse. It's just so inspiring. And it happened 25 years ago. And it was just, I think it's just terrific that more people are going to get to participate in it.
Yeah, it's a lovely, lovely version. I was looking at the version I knew when I was a child and it was like, oh, it was marvelous, but it needed an update. And this seems to hold up very, very well.
Yeah.
So you've been doing, you're like an online queen. Of course, you know, you got the Emmy nomination during COVID for the Indoor Boys.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah. I mean, when I say that was fun, I'm joking because, you know, you get an Emmy nomination and you think, oh, goody, I get to dress up and go to a theater and it's all sparkly and glamorous. And then you get to set up your own in-home recording studio so that you could be part of it by yourself with no goodie bag.
No goodie bag.
No bling. No, nothing.
Nothing.
Do you at least have a piece of red carpeting you could have stood on?
Well, no, I used my wood floor and I just fell down on it afterwards.
And then you waited by the phone for all of those offers for other TV shows because they've been taping them like mad. Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
Glory. But you currently do have a project. You've used the web to good effect during our period of isolation.
Yeah, I have done so many new plays and readings of old plays, classics, and I've really, you know, you got to say yes. And I have to almost every single request because what else am I going to do? And the one that I'm most involved in right now is a play that I actually put together with a friend of mine, Ezra Barnes, and it came about by having a dream that we would help this small theater company in Connecticut, Playhouse on Park. They were supposed to be doing Chicago, and of course that hit the rails, and so I felt obligated to help them because I've known them for a long time, and I'm a patron, and I had to do something. And so I woke up one morning after a dream, and I thought we would do Private Lives with sock puppets. And that idea bit the dust, even though it had approval from some of my artistic friends, because they said those other characters in Private Lives are just puppets to Amanda and Elliot.
Indeed.
So you would have played both women, let's say?
Yes.
A sock on each hand?
Yes, I would have played Amanda, and Sybil would have been a sock puppet on my hand.
Oh, so you would have been the real, but
yes.
Sybil would have been a sock
right,
puppet.
Right, exactly.
Okay, got
exactly.
It.
Exactly. And we ditched that idea after trying it once because it was just impossible to do. And then we decided that the second act of Private Lives is all about this couple sequestered in an apartment together alone, hiding from the world. And we were like, okay, well, that's COVID. What Amanda and Elliot go through in that second act. And we just took out all of the references to Sybil and
Victor,
that other puppet.
Right.
And we took them out of the play and we created this wonderful, like, 35, 40-minute Valentine to couples trying to fill up time and space in COVID. And we've updated it. It starts with the clamoring at 7 o'clock that people do in New York City to say thank you to the healthcare workers and everything. Uh-huh. And we have other major references to the time that we're in. And hopefully it will speak to people and it will make people go, oh, my gosh, I had that fight yesterday.
Now, anyone can watch this, right? Anyone anywhere in the world can watch this.
Yes. I think right now all I know is that it starts on the 10th of February. And if they go to Playhouse on Park, there will be instructions on their website.
And we'll put it on our website, too, so that people can find it, so that if you're interested to see Vianne Cox.
Yes.
Now, Vianne, would you say that all of this Zoom conferencing and reading and connection is a silver lining to COVID? Is this a good thing?
Peter.
Or not?
Don't make me be negative. No, I'm joking. I try to be as positive a person as I can be. But it is a true challenge to not be in the presence of my peers and my loved ones and not be able to participate with them, you know, physically, breathing. And it's not the same. It's just not the same. And, you know, being a theater lover, that, you know, if I were just a television actress, it might not be so bad. But even on television, you work with your person. You don't have to play to a green dot.
Right. And I think also being one of the nation's most celebrated comic actresses.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Neil Simon used you so brilliantly for the dinner party, which you did in Los Angeles, then on Broadway. And I think, you know, you were one of how many actresses invited to his funeral? Two, I think.
Yes. Well, there was a handful of us, but it was
fair. Just a small number of people invited to his funeral. But you can't refine those. Now, there's one moment where Vianne is actually leaping in the air. And to refine that kind of comedy, it's done in front of audiences who are reacting.
Yes.
That is how you know you're funny.
Yes.
And it just, to have that all taken away.
But it also tells you how to be funny. It's a comedy is an exchange, and without any kind of reaction, it becomes kind of a nightmare to not know how you're affecting. It's just a very different experience.
Very different. Well, those who want to see Vianne being funny, you can find the Seinfeld episode, The Fire.
Indoor Boys, the web series.
Oh, Indoor Boys. Yes, I love that. And that's done. They told us it's done. They've done the 2 years and 2 years,
yeah,
right? 2 years and
yeah,
we're done. Yeah,
I think so. And then there's also that other one with Katie Huffman.
Oh, yeah.
Called Katie Did. And there's some delicious moments in that as well.
I think you're funny in Erin Brockovich, too. She's so nasty.
I know, people think I'm funny in that. I'm like, really? And then they're like, oh my God, you're so funny in that. And I'm like, God, was I supposed to be funny?
They knew they were hiring you.
Oh, this is great. My son has just found Erin Brockovich years later. Wait till I tell him I know one of the actresses in.
Yeah, and then the last thing is I'm doing another episode of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You're very funny in that.
Yeah, they let me be funny.
Grass skirts and ukuleles, and I'm not arguing.
Yeah, so I get to do one more episode of that, and who knows, maybe they'll have me back again, but I enjoyed that. That was fun.
Well, if nothing comes up, we'll have you back on Theater Talk.
Yeah. Right. Hey, listen, I would do anything for Buffalo people. I come from Buffalo people. My father.
Yes, that's a little secret you could reveal. Your father actually grew up here, yes?
Yeah, my dad grew up in Buffalo, and Tony was generous enough to take me to three of the houses, two of which were gone, but one of them was still there that my father lived in, and it was starting to cry. I know you can't see because this is on the radio, but the tears are falling.
Yeah.
So it was very sweet to see my father's stomping grounds when he was young and had a milk run and he delivered baked goods and he had a paper route. And this was all before he was 12 years old.
Fillmore area.
Right. I believe your father grew up in the same neighborhood my father grew up in. Near the Cold Spring area.
Yes.
Yeah.
How wonderful. It was just wonderful. And that church we found.
Oh, is the architecture insane?
Yeah, yeah.
I was breathless. I literally, my breath was taken away looking at it.
Yeah.
Stunning.
Magnificent.
That's where my dad went. Yeah, it's, well, that's fun, a connection.
Maybe your dad and my dad were friends.
We'll never know. Now, speaking of nightmares, Vianne, I wonder if you could just tell us about your almost apocalyptic experience on the subway recently.
Oh.
As an indicator, because those of us in Buffalo, we wonder, well, what's it like in New York? You know,
Peter.
The hubbub, the bustle, the people, the crowds.
Peter, you're going to make me cry again.
Funniest woman in America. Here we are, crying with Vianne Cox.
I know. That's hilarious. I came out of my rehearsal last night. I am rehearsing with my friend that I'm doing Elliot and Amanda All Alone. That's the name of the piece. We are rehearsing together because we're in each other's bubble, very safe, and we're basically doing it all by ourselves. And virtually people are helping us. Our director is virtually directing us. And so I came out of his house last night, and it's hard work doing this show and demanding. And I was tired. And I came out, and there was nobody around. I couldn't find a cab, and there was nobody anywhere. And so I waited on a corner for a cab for, I don't know, 10 minutes, standing in knee-deep snow. And then I trudged to the subway,
which I usually take, but it was cold and snowy, and I thought it was kind of late, and there was nobody anywhere, and I was nervous a little bit. And then I got on the subway, and I walked into the car, and there was no one in the car. And I just started bawling like a child, because it was deeply disturbing and sad that New York City is life incarnate. I mean, it's like it is the epitome of energy and life and activity and being with other people, that energy of never being without a reminder that you're alive. And sitting on that subway train car all by myself, I did not feel alive. I felt very alone. It was as if I was on that long train to heaven. You know, it was very existential. I hope we come out of this okay. My faith is challenged, deeply challenged now, but it's there. There's still a fire that believes that we're going to be okay. And theater has survived plagues before.
True.
So theater will go on, and it will survive, and it will thrive again, and it will be necessary for our survival. So I'm grateful that I still have some inkling of faith.
Well, thank you, Vianne, for joining us this morning on Theater Talk. And we'll talk again soon, and I hope we see you on the stage again real soon.
Yeah, well, I love you guys. Take care. Stay safe. And hopefully I'll be on the Buffalo stage before too long.
That would be great.
Okay.
For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.